not heard of anything that said that it was absolutely impossible to do that. That rock can be taken out. That compacted dirt can be taken out, and it can be added back in to make that more buildable. You could remove that seawall and potentially add another seawall in a different spot. All of those things can be done. It's just a matter of, are you going to spend the money to do it? Once again, the Siesta Point Community Fund is asking this variance request be denied. There's nothing exceptional or peculiar about this situation. This property has been like that forever. And all of the other people that came and looked at that lakefront property over the years, and it's been sitting there vacant for a long, long time. And maybe those others decided they didn't want to buy it for exactly these reasons, but it still is what it is, and there's no reason to change it at this point.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Is there anybody else here that would like to speak in opposition to the variance? Yes, sir, you can.
Thank you. First of all, this gentleman is absolutely correct in some of what he says. Unfortunately, not all of it. It's not because of the cost to build the house. One of the big reasons that I'm going with a low-level, single-level home, he's right, I could build up. There's a neighbor right directly across the street, and when I was looking at the lot, they had indicated it wasn't going to probably be a big deal, that they felt someone was going to build there eventually. And I was going to be taking their view from them. And I told them I would do everything I could to try to build a single-level home so they'd still maintain their view, or a good portion of it. They were very nice about it and said, you know, go ahead and build how you want, but that would be nice. So it's not the cost that I'm trying to save on. Absolutely I am, because I did spend a lot on that lot. I mean, without question, he said, I'll concede to that. And so that's not the entire reason. I was trying to help these folks in the neighborhood. And again, I realized in their opposition letter was that it sounded like one of the big concerns to me is that the nightly rental was an issue. And it is not an issue. I will not do that. And I have told that to the neighbor across the street, because she did bring that up to us. Said, is that something you might consider doing? I said, absolutely not. If that's not what I wouldn't do that anyway, but if the neighborhood did not want that, then that would be part of the deal as well. So as for the rock there, I was not aware of that. It has gravel all over it, on the top of it, about 3 inches of gravel. And when it was presented to me, it was an individual owned it before I did, 2 years ago, I believe it was, bought it. Going to do a walkout basement, decided to move on. And I said, was there anything wrong with the lot or potential issues with it? No, is what I was told by the realtor. And then, and it's not his fault, it's not the realtor's fault. The contractor that came out and looked at it, he goes, you know, there might be an issue here. He said, I'm not sure of it, I can't tell. But he said, I'll try to get back through the week. And he did get back, and he said, I think there's a lot of rock down there. And he says, that could be an issue for you. And as for moving the seawall, we did discuss that, and none of the excavators had any interest in doing that. They just said, that's kind of beyond where I want to get out. When I start moving out that far out and that far of a drop, he said, it's going to take a lot if you could even do it. And therefore, I didn't pursue that any further. So for the most part, some of what this gentleman has brought forth is accurate, but it's not for the reasons. And so I'm trying to maintain the community the way it is and trying to enhance it if I can. And it is money. I'm trying to do a cost saving. That's one of the reasons I'm doing the smaller house, is that, and I don't need a large home anyway, nor do I want one. And so the point is that the other option was to possibly could be move that just a little bit forward and build it up higher. But again, I get back into the neighbor that's directly right off the upper right corner there. There's a home there. They just put picture windows in, I think she said 3 years ago. And so it was a consideration. I don't have to have a two-story home. It would be nice, but also I want to keep my neighbors and friendly. So, and that was the main concern on this. That's why I'm here today.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. At this point, we're going to close this variance for any public discussion. Board, thoughts?
Can I ask one more question? Mr. Allen, right?
Yes.
Do you represent Kanakuk or the either one of the adjoining landowners in the fund or in the community fund? No.
Kanakuk is not a member of the community fund. I'd have to go back and look at my notes to see for sure. When I say member, the community fund has a board, a three-person board that makes decisions, and then they have we have a number of probably some of the neighbors, 75 to 100 residents out there that donate money to the community fund to do just this sort of thing.
Okay. Thank you.
Hey, I apologize, Corey. I didn't hear his answer. So is he representing Kanakuk as part of that?
Specifically, group? No to Kanakuk and not 100% positive on the other adjoining property owner?
The other property owner.
It's a trust.
He's not a member of
the board. You verify, sir, does he live in the subdivision? And if so, where at?
No, you don't live in the neighborhood.
No. Mr. Ingram lives out there, but I do not.
Right. Yeah.
He would love to have been here. Unfortunately, he's out on the East Coast visiting family. So.
Okay.
So, sorry, he represents, he's an attorney with the Ingram Law Firm that represents a community fund. You said there were 75 residents, or maybe not residents, landowners in that neighborhood. Right. So that fund is a board-driven fund that is formed specifically to address issues like this.
The current board
are any of them present?
No.
The current board made up.
None of them are present.
No, and
Janet Desiree's.
I don't know, Trent, if you got this, but there was a letter that was.
No, I definitely read it.
Okay. Awesome.
As far as the gentleman that's on the other side, I would have to go back and look to see if he was contributing to that community fund. I don't know that.
Okay.
But he's not here tonight, and you didn't talk to him directly.
I did. The neighbor to the north side, I did.
Right.
Well, none of the board members are here either.
No.
Okay.
I got a text from Patrick David earlier, but my guess is he's probably at a show. Would be my guess.
Hey, okay. Forgive me if Scott mentioned it, but can we get a measurement from the road to where the setback would be?
24 feet.
The property line, because he has pins, is 24 feet on the east and 39 feet on the west. Now, if it was the variance, that's to the road surface.
But that road's never going to change because it goes up through there on right across the neighborhood.
So if I'm understanding it correctly, then the variance would allow the house to be built 34 feet from the road.
Road
that point, and that would be the closest corner, and the other corner would be further away from that.
Yeah, another 15 feet.
Right. Okay.
Okay. Thank you for verifying that.
Yep.
And it seems to me like even if Kanakuk built something, that road turns, so I don't see that this is going to cause any visibility issues as far as traffic?
Oh, absolutely not. The road surface is not going to change because it's right up through that neighborhood that's had houses on it for 50 years that are built a lot closer to the road than this.
But Trent, if you're getting at line of sight or something like that, that road curves immediately at this lot, and there's no line of sight issue.
That was my impression too. I just wanted to. Here's your
bottleneck as well. Do we have examples of other homes?
I was out there today, and there's some homes there, like I said, that's been there since I was a kid. And they're closer than that. Did you get a picture kind of other than that, just that next house down?
I just was trying to get the adjoining.
Yeah.
But we can, I mean, again, this is going to be accurate. Your property lines aren't accurate, but if we take an area of this to the pavement, that's 49 feet. This one, 31 feet.
And that's a newer house.
Uh-huh. And then this one to the pavement,
31 was Pete Hershen's house.
36, and then on the curve, 36. And this is all from the pavement edge, measuring on Beacon, which theirs would be 30 four at the closest.
Yeah, I think that's what we have to look at on this particular example is the road surface.
This one is
Well, they're not going to change the road. The asphalt is not, I mean, probably never change.
Well, and I would like to say that, you know, when you look at a lot of those lot sizes, this one is a smaller lot size, and that's the reason it's probably not built on for many years to begin with. And the lay of the land, if I remember right, just like where you see that, that rock formation in the middle, it's not an easy piece to build on.
No.
And you know, and so I, whether he paid it $10 for that property or $10 million, I don't think any of that's relevant. I think the fact is he's dealing with a piece of property that's uniquely small, that that has an undue hardship due to the layout.
I would agree. I think our last applicant, there was nothing special about that lot. This particular lot, at least that road in the front, makes it unique that that this is a unique situation. At its closest 24 feet, a 10-foot setback makes it 34 feet. I don't have any issue at all with the front setback.
The piece
I question a little bit, though, is we're asking for 5 feet on the sides as opposed to seven, so there's a 2-foot variance. I'm not sure I understand why. I haven't seen a layout to see the necessity of that.
I agree with you 100%.
Yeah. What is the width of the lot, again, the overall width?
Approximately
75.
Yeah.
75.
Oh, 75.
I know you probably didn't go out there and look at this house, but the house that is there existing in the neighborhood right now, it's built way on the other side of the lot.
I agree with that, too. I noticed that as well.
Yeah. And we can do anything we want. We can not accept the 2-foot setback or 5-foot setback.
Yeah, just, do a partial, just the front, not the sides.
Yeah. It's,
yeah. So still, it gives him some ability to build a decent size. You did the math on that, you think?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, 2,200 square foot house, 21 to 2,200 is definitely doable there and stay with one level, and you're not going to make any neighbors mad. It may cost you a little more money because you're going to have to cut the rock to put your sewer line in, your water line in, and whatever.
That's a given.
But that's not our concern.
Right.
Right.
I was advised to that.
Right.
Yeah.
They just said the other option would be, or the drawback might be, no garage. So,
Hey, Scott, could you show the distance between the front property line and the ledge where it drops off?
There's the seawall.
Yeah, there's the seawall, but there's a 7-foot natural wall
right there.
I think this was built to fill this. If I remember over the years I went out, they just put some retaining wall stuff there to be able to kind of fill
this. That's just a place
where they went and pulled the camper down and set up. I mean, it's just a flattened area.
Right.
So where?
From the natural stone wall there,
right here?
That area, from there to the front property line.
Well, I mean, it's roughly 61 feet.
Yeah. And that's pretty much usable.
Right. So if he had a 10-foot setback and he started that house, he would have 40 feet between there and the ledge that you could put it on. If you don't have that,
well,
you're going to be off.
You can build a footer up in the back and use about all that.
But if you don't have that 10-foot setback, if you go back another 15 feet, you're off that ledge.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter if you have a with that house, I could see where that would be a real problem. Okay. Well, guys, we have anybody that would like to make a motion?
I'm thinking out loud here.
Good. Would you guys feel better if we asked the applicant about maybe a compromise on the side setback?
We can do that ourselves. We can accept the setback from the front and not the sides. And I think we can even go as far as